Blog Talk Radio.
Of prosperity. And today we have a wonderful, wonderful guest on our show, Melody Barron, who's going to reveal to you the power of eating healthy or eating your way to health and share her magnificent journey to discovering this truth and on the way losing a tremendous amount of weight. Here's a person who at one point was over 400 pounds, and you should see her today. She is fine and fabulous. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Stan. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wow, Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask you to take us into our morning prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and introduce our audience to Melody.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Mother God, and Goddess, we thank you this morning for another day as the last day of the week. And thank you yesterday for the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. We thank you that everything we ask for is coming in divine order. And we place our love and our trust in you to operate through us and as us on every level, to be open and receptive to hearing you, that our hearts and our minds resonate with the power that you are in us and through us. And everything that we do is stamped and approved by the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
So it is.
Wow. So this morning, as I said, we have Melody Barron of MelodyBarron.com. And Melody, at one time, tipped the scales at 408 pounds. She really struggled with trying to lose weight, going everywhere from Weight Watchers to considering surgery, and nothing absolutely worked for her until she decided to go within and start to make the change and the transformation from within. And I'm sure that that meant tackling a lot of her emotional demons, her spiritual journey as well, and it led her into discovering raw foods. And from there, she found she had the right combination. And now she's establishing herself as MelodyBarron.com to share her wonderful journey with everyone and to help you get back to health and to lose weight. So good morning, Melody.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Circles of Prosperity. I love you. You're my hero. You know that. So tell us how you actually got started on this journey.
Well, after, you know, kind of as you summarized, trying everything known to man to lose weight and gaining it back, I came face to face with that definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And it was about that time, about 3.5 years ago, that I met Baba Reed, who, you know, some of you know as my spiritual father, and he said, all disharmony in your body is an organic result of emotional causes. Now, he had been a raw foodist for 10 years as well, but he followed that statement by saying, forgive the world their trespasses, and there will be no sickness in your body. So at this, I had been playing with raw and living foods and had desired for a while to become a vegetarian. Again, I had been a vegetarian at one point in my life, too. That was one of my weight loss attempts. And there I was, a 355-pound vegetarian. I didn't eat meat, but I ate a whole lot of other stuff that didn't serve me. So that kind of started it. I did several things right in a short period of time, to include my first 10-day meditation course. I did a radical forgiveness workshop, and then I also took my certification at Living Foods just to learn how to eat raw and also be healthy. And it's interesting how just slowly and organically it began to come off. I wasn't the most rigid raw foodist or dieter at all, but a significant amount of my journey has been dealing with what's going on between these two ears and just healing the hurts that I'd carried around for a long time. And it's as if every time I pulled back an emotional layer of something and healed a wound, another layer of the weight has just kind of come off. And the real blessing is that, you know, I don't gain weight, and I've had periods of kind of plateauing, but I don't gain the weight back. So I am just abundantly grateful.
Wow. So are you comfortable sharing with our audience some of the things that you had to face emotionally and overcome?
Absolutely, absolutely. One huge one for me was religious bondage. I had to make some peace with God and the fact that He really, really loved me where I was. I grew up in a very just dogmatic religious background where I heard things like, you know, you did XYZ and you're supposed to be a Christian. So because I did this, I felt like I wasn't a Christian and nothing was ever good enough. So I lived in this constant fear that I was just going to die and burn up in this, you know, fiery hell, because I could never live according to the doctrine that I was raised on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge one for me, just when I stopped, because I had been on this mad journey to understand God, you know, studying the Bible and then the Hebraic roots of the faith and then just all sorts of other belief systems, to come to the fact, to finally realize there's just one that loves and lives in all of us and, you know, desires that I'm whole and not, you know, making some list of all my wrongs so that, you know, I hit these pearly gates one day and am, you know, struck down because of all of my sins. That was huge for me, because I just wanted to know how to get it right. And part of the journey led me to knowing and experiencing the presence of God, as opposed to studying about Him from somebody else's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Reed always saying, everything you hear and everything you read is somebody else's distorted opinion. And it really is. It's somebody else's, you know, explanation of their journey. So that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, it took a couple years into the journey before I became present to the fact that there was definitely some sexual misconduct in my childhood. I had always read that people who were morbidly obese had experienced some form of, you know, physical abuse or sexual trauma as children, and that they put on the layers of the weight so that they wouldn't be attractive, because they're, you know, in some instances a belief that if they looked good, they would attract that wrong attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe that I didn't remember certain things until much later in my journey, because I wasn't prepared for it. I couldn't have handled it.
Wow.
So I believe that, you know, spirit, you know, orchestrated things in such a way that I began to heal and got stronger. And I was taking a meditation course and all of a sudden had this very vivid memory of, you know, an occurrence in my childhood. And it was interesting. I was able to cry and release a lot of that. And today, it's not as though it doesn't still hurt some, but I am certainly forgiven. I have forgiven. I don't have any animosity or blaming someone for my journey. Because for years I was that way with my dad as well. He just wasn't a good example of a father. You know, I felt very abandoned. So, I mean, I could go through a laundry list of things that affected me emotionally that I've had to deal with one at a time. And it's interesting. You deal with one, and then there's another one that's just right there. But now I get that what comes up for me is so that I can get rid of it. And it has just served me very, very well.
Yeah, and Dr. Reggie told a caller the other day, you have to learn how to bless the mess. And so he basically, these little messy things come up, but you're thankful for them, and you face them in courage to move on. It's a purification, is it not?
Yes, it is. It has purification.
Yes, a purification. Wow, that's amazing. So as you've gone through this purification process, and I love how you said, I had to come to the understanding that God loves me right where I am right now, you know, and that you moved into the presence of God rather than into the dogma of God. That is so powerful, because that's one of the things that we teach here in Circles of Prosperity, that we need to be in the moment and acknowledge the presence of God in the moment. And that's extremely powerful. So let's talk a little bit about raw foods here. And you talked about you went to the Living Institute for your certification. So what is motivating you now to get out and share this word about raw foods and eating your way to health?
Well, along the journey, I've just studied and learned so much about the impact of an animal-based diet on our bodies and our systems. One of the things I now realize is that the fat was saving my life, because my body was acidic, and that acid would have eaten away at my vital organs. And, you know, eating meat creates a very acidic environment in your body, in your physical, you know, system. And so I'm motivated because, and it is quirky as it may sound, I have, you know, along the way gradually started to love me more and more. And because of that, I want this body to be healthy and to feel good and to look good. And so I want to do those things that create optimal health for me. And I don't believe that the consumption of animal products will do that. Most diseases, including obesity and cancer, won't live in an alkaline body. And, you know, over acidification robs our body of oxygen. It slows the metabolism and digestion. You know, it creates fermentation, and that creates yeast, fungus, mold, and all these living organisms that rob our body of their nutrients. And so, for me, the raw and living foods and eating as much of that as I can, first of all, I feel better. And my ability to cope, because I still have stuff, you know, that comes up. We are all having the human experience. But it's interesting that when I eat clean, or the cleaner I eat, the better I'm equipped to cope with the stuff that comes my way. And I am so aware of the connection between my physical and emotional well-being. And when I find myself kind of sluggish and not necessarily responding the way I can, I guarantee you, if I look at what I've eaten, I haven't had as much of the living foods, and I've probably gotten really lazy and been busy and not given my body enough of those things that really lead to, you know, a feeling of well-being. It feels good. Physically, there is there's just this feeling of well-being. If I get up and I have a raw breakfast and lunch, I am on top of the world. It's like a feeling of euphoria. I can't explain what it's like. And at times when I've been 100% raw, I'm just so sensitive and in tune. It's something you have to experience to believe.
Wow. So let's talk about how do we move into a, well, first of all, what is a raw food diet? Is it all raw food? How do you and how do you begin that process of transitioning from, you know, from a regular diet into eating raw foods?
Well, that's a good question, because in my past, I'd find some diet like I was going to be macrobiotic, throw out all my food, not have enough recipes to sustain me a week, and it can be very overwhelming. When I refer to raw and living foods, I'm talking about a diet of uncooked fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains, and legumes. And it is not necessarily 100% raw. As a matter, there are some raw foodists who insist you should be 100% raw. I've seen some of those experts come back and say, nah, they're 80-20 raw. I hear people say I'm 75-25 raw. I don't choose to create those guidelines for myself. I eat as much of it as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people like Angela Bassett, Woody Harrelson, they eat a 100% raw and living foods diet. For me, an ideal day for me is raw and living foods for breakfast and for lunch, and then a cooked vegan meal for dinner with something raw, so like a salad and then whatever I'm cooking and feeding my children. The transition for me, and this is you know, was a huge indicator that I was healthier, was that, you know, I began to just play with it and slowly purchase the equipment I needed. I got a dehydrator and learned to make crackers. That was priority for me because I'm a grazer. I like to snack. So I needed to be able to make things that, and I'm not judging that, you know. Like, years ago when I was 400 pounds, I'd be embarrassed to say I love to eat. Today, I admit it, I love to eat, and I love to eat things that taste good. So I needed to be able to make things that I could snack on. So I bought that before investing in a better blender or a food processor. I purchased my first raw uncookbook, if you will, and just began playing with recipes. Now, I could cook before. My dad is a chef, and I, you know, learned to, you know, combine herbs and things to create food that I enjoyed eating. So I was able to transfer some of that to my raw and vegan lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to incorporate it where I could. Like, I made sure there was something raw at every meal. And I told my children, you have to begin your day with something raw. And it was fruit for them. You know, get up, have a piece of fruit before you do anything else. I made sure that at every meal. And doing that, I started trying lots of salads. Some were a hit, some were not. You know, but I just kept at it. And I didn't judge it and feel like a failure, I won't do it. And over time, I could sustain myself a month, if I wanted to, on just raw food recipes that I really enjoy. I mean, when I first heard raw, you know, you start thinking romaine lettuce and red delicious apples all day.
Right.
And it's not that at all. I make pizzas and wraps and crackers and cookies and, you know, kale chips that my kids like as much as Lay's. I make a batch of kale chips, and I cannot keep them in the house. And I also do a good bit of vegan cooking, so I'm not just raw. But here's the thing. I noticed this lifestyle makes it so that I do not put on weight. I just don't gain. I've hit periods where I plateaued. Like, I was at 260 to 270 pounds for a year, you know, and I didn't judge it. I was happy, but I didn't gain the weight back. And that was a new experience for me because,
wow,
having done everything else, known the man to lose weight, within a year I was gaining that weight back.
Wow.
You know, and almost 4 years after starting to play with raw foods, I will hit these areas where I, you know, just fluctuate between a 5-10 pound range, but I don't gain the weight back. And it's the diet. You know, I'm not getting the bad fats that are only in animal products, you know, and it works. So I would say the transition is wise to gradually incorporate healthier choices as you can, you know, a little bit at a time. Learn as much as you can. Start playing in the kitchen, identifying the things that you like so it doesn't become overwhelming, because a lot of people get out there and they're like, oh, it was awful, and, you know, what's going to be easier, that Kraft mac and cheese or, you know, trying to make this kale salad? And if you didn't like it, you're not going to be motivated to make it again. You got to find recipes you love to eat.
Yes. Now, you know, you've mentioned your children twice, and a lot of people may find it challenging to try to cook, to go raw, and then try to bring a whole family on this journey with you. And you have successfully done that. How old was you? I know your oldest is 17 now.
Mm-hmm.
17, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. was Alex eating meat prior to you moving into this, or has Alex always been?
Absolutely. We were all eating meat. We followed a kosher lifestyle very strictly at that point, but we ate chicken. You know, we ate poultry and fish.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely beef, but and my son was ticked when I said I wasn't cooking meat anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. He said he was going to, and I, you know, exposed him to the movie Eatings and Earthlings. He's like, I'm just going to become a cattle rancher so I can raise the meat in a healthy way. I mean, he was annoyed. And I said to my husband at the time, look, I'm not cooking meat anymore, but I'll make sure there's a hearty meal on the table every day. And if you want the meat, you have to cook it. Well, I did put my money where my mouth was. I always cook something that, and for the most part, I mean, I had some moments where they were like, you really expect us to eat this? But for the most part, there was a meal on the table that they enjoyed. And I initially told my children, like, once or twice a month, if you want to eat meat, we'll go out. We'd go to Witch or a sandwich place. They'd have their sandwich or get a pizza or whatever. And I did that for a couple years, but I didn't bring any flesh in the house and cook it for them. And early 2011, my son just, interestingly enough, said, I'm not eating any meat anymore. So his spiritual journey somehow led him to a place of conviction where he just decided he would not consume any more flesh. Mm. However, and you know, my son is a big boy. He's 17. He's probably, gosh, Alex is probably every bit of 5'11", if not 6 feet, and 245 pounds, you know, around there, don't quote me on, and maybe a little lower, but he's a thick boy, and he doesn't eat any meat, so he's hardy, and so there are things that I had to find things they like to eat, so there are things that I can't keep in this house if I make them.
Wow.
So, but I would try not to force it on them in the beginning. I said, I'm not going to cook it, you can eat it out, if Dad cooks it, whatever. And it just stuck, but it was gentle. It wasn't forced, because they always knew. And my now ex-husband would sometimes take them out, and they'd have wings or whatever. I just wasn't a part of it. So they weren't totally deprived, but now I think they see the difference. They've been fortunate enough to see the effect it's had on the lives of other people who've come to me for coaching and to learn the lifestyle, and I think they get it. And, you know, these kids are resilient. They you know, we think, oh, my God, what am I going to feed my kids? And they're going to – no, they're fine. They bounce back, and they are good to go. It's easier for them than us, I believe.
Well, I want to open up our lines for people to ask questions. So if you have a question or a comment for Melody Barron this morning, our guest, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll bring you in so that we can get your questions answered. So, Melody, tell people how they can reach you now. What is your website?
It's melodybarron.com, MelodyBarron.com.
Okay.
And I am in the process of looking for commercial space 4 classes because I've done them previously in my home, and that has limitations. You can only legally do very small classes in a residential kitchen. But I do food preparation for others because one of the things I get a lot is that, you know, I need access to the food. I work or I don't have time to cook this thing, you know, cook foods for others. And so I'm in the process of working on the packaging for all of that, but you can certainly contact me through that site and follow it. I'll begin blogging in about a week here and just sharing the journey. I'm not at my goal yet. This is the first time my whole adult life that I am well within 100 pounds of my goal weight, having most of my life needed to lose over 200 pounds, and I've got about 50 to go now.
Yay!
So you hear, you know, people, you see people on TV who lost this and say, do what I did. Well, I'd like to kind of share while I'm still in the game. So I want to share the journey because there are still days that, you know, I don't need as much of the good stuff as I wanted to. And I just want to share what that's like. And I have my emotional moments. And so I just want to have an authentic experience with people. So I invite you all to join me on this journey to optimal health where I'll be blogging and just talking about where I am from week to week, and I'll share my weight and how close I am and, you know, just have fun. And the thing I want to say, you know, the disharmony in my body was obesity, but this lifestyle, I've seen it reverse cancer. My mother was diabetic with hypertension and high cholesterol. She's diabetes-free now for almost 3 years. She has been off high cholesterol drugs now for 3 years. And, you know, people often don't come off of those because the cholesterol will shoot up higher than when they started to take the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lifestyle is about optimal health and wholeness. And even for those others that I've assisted to reverse hypertension and high cholesterol and things like that, there's an emotional aspect of it. So, you know, I don't work with people who aren't willing to start digging into, you know, the enemy, you know, because that's what I learned. There's no enemy somewhere burning up that's, you know, getting my attention. It's right between my two ears. But I just cannot emphasize enough that we have got to get over this thinking that mama had it and grandmama had it, so I'm going to have it. It's not necessarily so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, follow my blog. That would really be a good thing, and you can interact with me, and we can just share our journeys together. I'll share tips and tools and recipes, and sometimes I'll do a video and show you how to prepare something and things like that so that we can work at it together.
Well, I know you're an awesome teacher. I have been working with Melody, and I will tell you, this, I'm taking it slow. But the first thing that was amazing to me, because you have to, I told Reggie, said, why haven't you started this thing yet? And I said, because I have to grow my food before I can eat, because sprouting is a part of it. And I hadn't planned all of that. You know, when you start cooking and you learn how to cook, you kind of have to figure out the timing of when you do certain things so that the whole meal comes out warm and ready at one time. Well, when you go raw, you have to sprout. You have to take these little seeds and grow them, and that takes time for that to be a part of the meal. So it has been an awesome journey, but it woke me up to understanding my relationship to the earth. So let's go to some of the lines here. We're filling up here, Melody, okay?
Sure.
Good morning. 1283, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Melody and everybody. I had a two-part question. The first is cost. When you think, well, anytime I thought about eating healthy, I always noticed right away the cost to eat differently than what I'm currently eating. It seems to me that it just usually seems to cost more. So I wanted to ask about that. And then the second part of my question is, if I wanted to introduce one thing into my diet that would help me on the path to eating better with the raw food, what would that be, and would it be helpful for me to just add that one thing?
Absolutely. With regard to cost, I don't necessarily agree that it has to be more expensive. The most expensive thing we put in our grocery cart is meat.
That's right.
And when you eliminate that, so some of the items you buy might be more expensive, but you no longer have that meat budget. With regard to equipment, there was a woman interviewed at the same time I was in that article for AJC that Cynthia posted, and she said, you know, being raw requires the purchase of a lot of really expensive restaurant-grade equipment. That is also not true. There are many recipes that I make without pulling out a single machine. So I can make, you know, there are meals I can make for $5, and there are meals that I could make for $20, but, and I mean to feed my entire family. So it doesn't have to be expensive. It's just a matter of, one, deciding this is what I'm going to do, and I know that everything I need to be able to be successful will be made available to me. So it starts, again, between your two ears. Secondly, it's learning what those things are. You know, what can I make dirt cheap, like tofu sticks, which my kids devour? I use organic tofu, and I fry them. You know, I make one that's kind of like a chicken texture and one that's fish, and it's cheap. But if there was one thing that you could introduce today, I would say it's kale. There are so many ways to prepare raw kale that are delicious. It is the one thing that if I give to meat eaters and vegetarians alike, they absolutely love it. It is high in vitamin K, calcium. It is just an awesome food. I would say it's kale.
Wow.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
I have a comment from the chat room. She says, I have a list of certain raw vegetables that inhibit thyroid function. Do you know of any foods? I'm wondering, are you asking if there are raw vegetables that impact the thyroid function? Melody.
Oh, you're asking me if
she
says
she says that she has a list of certain raw vegetables that inhibit thyroid function, and I'm asking you if you are aware of that.
No.
Okay, so you're not aware
I'm
of it.
I'm not. I haven't seen that list.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure that's possible, but, I'm not familiar with a list of vegetables that inhibit thyroid function.
Okay.
But I'd be open to reviewing it if you'd like to share it.
Okay. So for Sangi, we need to see the list. Maybe you can share some of it with us, and we'll come back to you. Good morning, 2527. You're on the air. You have a question for Melody?
Yes, Melody. Hi, Cynthia. It's Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Melody, I have about two questions. With the raw diet, can you have some dairy products like yogurt or any type of, cooked eggs or not, or is that off? Here's the thing.
I don't think that going into something feeling like you're going to be deprived of something you want is going to serve you at all. When you ask any raw foodist to define a raw diet, it is a diet that is free of animal products. It just is.
All animal products, okay.
Right. However, if you eat 30% raw in a day, that's better than not eating any raw, regardless of what you eat that other 70%. Make it a gradual process. I lived my whole life thinking, okay, once I get to this, everything is going to be okay. Well, I could never get there because it required such perfection. So
mm-hmm.
I'd rather you have some yogurt and eggs and whatever you want, but eat it with a kale salad or some spinach than to feel like you weren't going to be successful at raw because you ate an egg. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was listening to what Cynthia was saying about sprouting and growing your own food. If you don't have, I'm sure this is I don't know if it's optional or not. When you do start a diet like this, that's raw. If you don't have the facilities to grow food, can you buy organic or natural or?
Absolutely.
Like how, okay.
Yes, and let me, because I don't want you to be discouraged by that. The protocol that I shared with Cynthia is a very intense protocol for healing the body, and it is what I recommend when someone is in crisis or really wants to experience drastic change in the body. The things that Cynthia is now growing, you can buy in the store. As a matter of fact, I don't grow them. I have a friend that now grows wheatgrass and sunflower sprouts and buckwheat sprouts in her kitchen, and she shares them with me. And so, but yes, you can purchase all of those in the store. My website has a list of resources, and like a lot of the sprouts are available here in Atlanta or in the metro area. The Whole Foods, Sevenanda is another natural grocer, and some of those places sell those things. However, if you didn't sprout a thing, you would do your body tremendous good just starting to eat raw fruits and vegetables.
Mm. Thank you. Let's go. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
All right. Thank you. 2508, you're on the air.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Cody.
Oh, we are fantastic. Better now.
Good morning. Melanie, it was great hearing you. And I know you've got a powerful program because you've helped me tremendously. I love you unequivocally.
But what I want to
elaborate on, I won't take up too much time because you know I love to talk. What I like to elaborate, what you elaborate on is your ability, how you have come together in the community and had other sisters and brothers had a raw food exchange so that it's not so much on one individual. You can meet with five or six people, exchange dishes. I wish you would elaborate on that a little, if you would, please. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, Cody, thank you for reminding me about that because that's one of the things I thought I might, you know, try to help facilitate. So I have a good friend who came to me and just really wanted to incorporate raw and living foods and was dealing with something, and I said, look, why don't we get together, everybody make a dish, and we share it? And so at one point our group was up to like six people, and what we would do is every week we would tell what we were making, or sometimes we came up with a theme, and we assigned each person their recipe. And at by the time it was over, we made a 16-ounce container times the number of people in the swap. It's almost like a cookie exchange. So Cody was here for Baltimore a couple of times when we were swapping. So let's say I made kale salad and Moroccan couscous this week. I'd make six containers of it. And then the others in the swap would come over and they'd make six containers. So I would now in my refrigerator have, you know, 6 to 10 different, because sometimes we cook two things, like we might make crackers and a salad that I could eat on for the week. Well, that helped me a lot because I am still a mother. I cook for my children. I'm very, very busy. And, you know, I had all this great food I could just pull from the refrigerator and eat on. And we did it just one day a week, Sunday. So that would just carry us through a significant portion of the week and ensure that we had, you know, enough raw food to sustain us for a good part of our day. There are some tips. We learned some things, though, doing that, and some tips that I might share with you if you wanted to put together a group. So I thought about maybe doing that because it helps if you're in the same geographic area. My dear friend is, you know, probably 40 miles from me, and we would swap, and we started to kind of rotate whose home we went to. But thank you, Cody. Yeah, that is an awesome thing to consider doing because, listen, you guys, it helps to have people of like minds that you interact with and share with if you're going to go raw. If you're in a family full of meat eaters and all of your friends are like, you know, have this perception, I'm a diet something, may as well be pork, it's going to be difficult to adapt this lifestyle. I mean, I know people like that. So you've got to have some socialization with people who have the same goals and that will help you to support yourselves, because, you know, otherwise it's hard to sustain yourself in this lifestyle.
Wow. That's a great question. Thank you for sharing that. That's a neat way to handle it, to share. Let's go to another caller. Good morning, 0845. You're on the air. Hello? 0845. Are you there? Hello? Okay, we'll go ahead to the next caller. Good morning, 0411. You're on the air.
Greetings, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie and Melody Barron.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes, how you are?
Fantastic.
Yes, especially how are you, Melody?
Say that again, Anthony.
Can you all hear me? I said, how are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. I would be remiss if I didn't at least say how proud I am of MelodyBarron.com and the work that Melody has put in this. I sort of watched some of it as she put it together, and I am very impressed. And when it comes to obesity, I am very proud to introduce my friend at 165 to introduce to the world how you can overcome that. I'm so proud of you.
Why, thank you.
God for you. I thank God for you. I'm looking at the website, too. I see some of the changes for the that it has enhanced, and I am very, very happy with what I see. And, of course, me, myself being a networker, you know, I share good things that I come across, and this is one that is definitely for the world to know, and I'm thankful. And thank you, Cynthia, for having Melody Barron on this call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that she just said yes. I couldn't believe she said yes, so we're very blessed to have her this morning. Well, we are 3 minutes out from the close of the show, Melody. Is there anything? Can you give us a quick recipe? You know, a couple of people were asking, how do you eat, how do you prepare the kale? You've mentioned the kale salad.
Yes. Can we post it to your site, or should I?
Yes, we can post it.
How about I send it to you and you post it? Because, yeah, I have... I one day, you know, measured it and got the ingredients measured. So why don't I send you a couple of recipes that are easy, require no equipment, and
okay,
you can just share them with your listening audience. Does that work? And you all can go to the site and see those recipes.
That's perfect. Melody's website is MelodyBarron.com. Get your pencils out. I'm going to spell it for you. M-E-L-O-D-Y, B as in boy, A-R-R-O-N as in Nancy, .com, MelodyBarron.com. And you have really blessed us this morning. And I think the key message, I know a lot of, my mother was hypertensive. My mother was diabetic. And the doctor said to me, how old was your mother when she passed? And I said, 62. And he didn't say anything. And the last thing he said before I was leaving, he repeated the question again. How old did you say your mother was when she passed? I said 62. And so I'm now 60, 2 years away from the time that my mother passed. But he is put a suggestion in me that I could possibly be out of here at 62. So I'm very committed to eating raw and becoming healthy and not being what my mother was. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day in which we live and move and have our being. Let us learn to heal with whole foods and to heal with everything that comes from the earth. not discriminating against anything that thou hast made, but to be discriminatory in what we eat, to live long lives, unhealthy lives in which to serve you and the world. Let us learn to cook right and to eat right and healthy on all levels, and to avoid things that will be bad for our health and our longevity on the earth. Let us know that we are the miracle in these bodies, and we must choose right. And when we choose right, we can go confidently in the direction of our dreams. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So, thank you so much, Melody. Will you come back and visit us again?
Thank you for having me. Of course, you know I will.
All righty.
I appreciate you all.
Okay,
we
love you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
You as well.